You can't see us, but we can hear you. Can you hear me, Eric? This is board chair.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Okay, that's great. I think what we can do then is we can go ahead and call this meeting to order. It is the afternoon, September. Next item, would like to have the opening remark. Myra, please, just acknowledge by saying any or present.
Okay, we have Chairman Sablon. Director Sisuico, Director Paco, and Director Arens.
Present.
Present.
Director Paco, are you still there? I'm not sure if he's muted or unmuted.
Yes, he's present, but I believe he is muted.
Still there on, right? Anyway, we'll continue on and then. Okay, monthly meeting. In addition, there's an opening remarks.
Myra, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Okay. You're here?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Anyway, to inform everyone that our Vice Chairman Leon Guerrero resigned from the DRD board effective August 25th. 2020.
I'm sorry, but can we have everybody while you're speaking and then unmute if you need to speak because we're getting a lot of feedback.
I agree.
Very true.
So again, if everyone could just shut off their mics for now until you're spoken to or until you're going to speak and then unmute yourself. There you go. Thank you. Sorry. Now we can hear you, Mr. Chair.
We're going to go on to the, as I mentioned, if you didn't hear, I wanted to inform everyone that Vice Chairman John Leon Guerrero had resigned from the GRT board effective August 25th, 2020. The next item that we have is, of course, a review of the minutes of August 11, 2020. And, of course, directors have been presented with that minutes previously. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the August 11th?
Motion.
Second.
Okay. Motion to approve by Director Paco and seconded by Mayor Sosuico. Any discussion? None. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. The motion carries then.
David Rents dropped.
August 11, 2020 has.
I think we lost the
board. Sorry, Mr. Chair. We lost the director, David Rents, sir.
Oh, okay. Let's see if you can get it back. Mr. Benefield, you're working on that. I appreciate it. Myra?
Acknowledged, sir. We're going to check into it right now.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, going to the next one, the public participation, which is 3 minutes per individual. I'm not exactly sure how many from the public are here today, but I welcome you.
David,
I would like to remind everyone that you do have 3 minutes to present your issues or your comments or your kudos.
3828
Yes. Anyone going beyond 3 minutes will be.
I was going to mute him and then he ended up
quitting.
You may submit any comments, further comments in writing to PO Box 2896 Hagatnya Guam 96932 or by email to write at grta.guam.gov. You can also call, of course, the GRTA office, and all this information is also available on the GRT website if you have access to that.
Is there I don't know any other number.
Is there anyone on the
The
listing for public participation by chance?
There's a lot there. I mean, a whole bunch of people.
Anyone on public participation? If there's none at this time, I'd like to mention that if anyone is interested in,
tell them we need him.
Come there.
And we're going to be
Is there?
Yeah.
Doing the reports next, and anyone
I believe Director Renz is
reports,
back.
So please. So there are no public, nobody on the listing that, is Director Renz?
No, on the public participation. I believe this is Director Renz that came back on.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go ahead. Director Renz, you're back on. You can hear me? Director Renz? Director Renz?
I believe he's still muted, sir.
Still muted?
I don't believe we have anyone for public.
Okay, we're going to go ahead with the management report on item 6 under transit management system directors. Does anybody have any comments for Mr. Pinafil in that report? Okay, moving on. Basically, it's the report on the two successful awards, bus and bus facilities grant and AIM challenge grant. That was the report. All I can say this time is as well the kudos to Mr. Penfield, who is the project manager for that grant, and of course with Mr. Babauta and the staff helping out. We're really glad for those grants to come in, and of course for the public. There was a press release regarding those grants. We will be discussing those two grants in a work session at a later date with the Board of Directors. And the next one is under the paratransit ridership report. Any comments on that, Directors?
No questions for me, sir.
No questions for you, none. I can just mention here that in July 2020, there were total fixed route ridership was 5,152, which is pretty good. Seems like that's quite a lot. The next one on our list is the maintenance vehicle fleet. Does anybody have any questions on that? From what I see, there seems like we still have adequate vehicles servicing the fixed route and the paratransit.
I just had one question with regards to the vehicles that we're utilizing, and I see it down here in the south. Would it be possible for us to identify our vehicles so that, and this actually came in from one of the riders, our vehicles are not really displayed with GRT logos on the side, and it could be that maybe those vehicles, I'm thinking or I'm assuming, are the vehicles that are being leased out. So the mini white Kia vans, you know, so it's only a small, either a black card on the windshield or something. Is there some way where GRT can procure at least magnets with our logos to place on the side of the van for more visibility?
Mr. Bede,
Mr. Director, Susriku, sir, I will work on that. I will make sure that we have a sign that's visible for our riders to identify that vehicle as part of the Long Regional Transit Authority. We'll work on that right away, Director Susriku.
Thank you so much. Again, it was just because Agate being the hub, there was a question that came in, and that was one of the ones that came into the office asking if you know, if it can be identified. I guess that they were just starting to ride the bus, and they, you know, they weren't too sure with our new shuttle. So it was just really just for us to make sure that we're a lot more visible for our riders out there.
Thank you for your comment, Director Susriku.
Thank you, Director Susriku, for that question. If there's no other comments for that, let's move on to item D there, Transit Management Center. Any comments on the Transit Management Center report? Okay, if there's none of that, let's move on to letter E, item E in the budget. Any comments for Jennifer Cruz? And is Jennifer online? Jennifer, are you online?
Yes, sir, she's with me right now.
Okay, maybe she can make a comment regarding the procurement.
Sir,
anything on procurement there, Jennifer?
Sir, the IFB is still ongoing. So no update yet on that.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, can I comment on that, sir? We have three buses on emergency that GSA is working on for us. And then hopefully we'll be able to hear whether they put out the bid. It's supposed to be put out today. We'll follow up with them. I will keep the board of directors informed. The other information that I wanted to pass on with procurement is that even though it's not down at GSA yet, we're working with the legal counsel to review the bus specifications for 24 passenger buses that we're hoping to purchase using the CARES Act funds. And with that, we're hoping that we'll be able to purchase 8 24 passenger buses. And these are ADA compliant buses.
Okay, sounds good then. Thank you for those comments, Mr. Babalta. Moving on to a project, if there's any comments for Mr. Dizon, John Dizon, or? If there's no comments on from Mr. Dizon, we'll move on to the report on advertising. There's no questions for Mr. Ibanez. I know that there's quite a listing of things that he has already. And if there's a need for further discussions in detail, so we can, the directors, we can do that during our work session that will be scheduled shortly. We're gonna go on to the Roman numerals 7 under old business, the adoption of the no-show policy. Mr. Babalta.
Mr. Chairman, the no-show policy is still work in progress. GRTA personnel are still working on reviewing the policy that will be presented to the board for adoption. We would like to ensure that the riders will be able to clearly understand the process, as well as to make sure that they have an opportunity to present their cases in the event that they are subject to removal from paratransit transportation services. Upon completion of the policy, Mr. Chairman and directors, we will forward the proposed policy to the legal counsel and for review, and then certainly we'll put this on the agenda and hope for an adoption. The essence of this, Mr. Chairman and Board of Directors, is to make sure that, you know, we maximize our capacity on our buses and prevent riders, paratransit riders, from calling in and then neglecting to contact our dispatchers in the event that they want to cancel from their rides. Every time a rider books for a ride and doesn't show up, the potential of a seat not being occupied is certainly affected, you know. So, again, the bottom line with this policy is to make sure that we maximize our capacity on the vehicles that we have, and to ensure that you know, all riders are given an opportunity to take advantage of the paratransit services.
Thank you. Thank you for those comments, Mr. Babalta. We'll go ahead to the next item under item B, adoption of personnel rules and regulations. Mr. Babalta.
Mr. Chairman and Board of Directors, directors of the GRTA Board, I recommend that the Department of Administration's personnel rules and regulations be adopted. This will allow the Guam Regional Transit Authority to have a set of rules and regulations that it could be using to address personnel issues. Until such time, the GRTA has the capacity to make any amendments necessary to those rules that better fit the needs of the agency. The DOA personnel rules and regulations will be beneficial to GRTA. Furthermore, if GRTA needs guidance on any matters regarding the rules or any other personnel matters, a human resources administrator will be able to provide assistance. And with this, Mr. Chairman and Board of Directors, you know, as we move forward with more factors affect relative to personnel rules and hiring by having our own set of personnel rules and regulations, you know, we'll be able to effectively handle the hiring of people to support the GRTA transit operations. And the other thing is the fact that, you know, we've done research on the rules and regulations of GRTA, and it's pretty much a set of rules and regulations that we can use to effectively hire and handle personnel issues in the future. And of course, 30-5, Public Law 30-5, that established the Guam Regional Transit Authority, it allows us to have our own personnel rules and regulations. So with that being said, I suggest to the board of directors, Mr. Chairman, that we adopt the personnel rules and regulations of the Department of Administration.
Is there, do I hear a motion to approve adopting the DOA rules and regulations, directors? Director Sasuico, Director Arantz, Director Paco.
To adopt the rules and regulations as requested by the general manager for Department of Administration.
Okay, and Director Paco?
I second it.
Okay. It has been moved by Director Sasuico and seconded by Director Paco to approve the adoption of the DOE personnel rules and regulations. Any discussion? We call the motion. All in favor? Say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? None. The ayes have it. That motion is approved.
Has Director Arantz voted?
Yeah. Was that him that said, Director Arantz? Director Arantz.
I don't see him again.
Oh.
He's on, but his mic is off.
Okay. Did he hear the last motion? The motion?
He left.
Mr. Pandel, Myra, can you see if you can get him back? Or did he hear the last?
Yes. Hi, Director Arantz. Were you able to hear the meeting? Do you mind if I put you on speakerphone from my office phone, and then you can hear the meeting that way? Is that okay? Okay, let me, okay, so you're on speakerphone. Let me go ahead and let the chairman know that I have you online.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I have Director Arends on my office phone.
Okay. Can you hear, did you hear the motion to...
I heard that, and I voted in.
You voted aye?
Yeah, that's
an aye. Okay, thank you, Director Arends.
Yes.
So the ayes have it, that motion, it has been moved and approved that GRTA and not the DOA personnel rules and regulations.
Hi on that one.
Hey, can we speak to the microphone? Can you move
up? Sorry, there's a lot of ambient noise there.
Can you just do the director?
Yeah, I've heard all of the motions, and I agree, and I say hi.
Is that better, Director Strico?
Yeah, yes. I can hear it now.
Okay.
Thank you.
So move on now to new business under A and B, the bus and bus facilities grant of $9.5 million, and the letter B, Accelerating Innovative Mobility, the AIM grant. Mr. Penafiel?
Yes, sir. Are there any questions with regards to the bus and bus facilities grant or the AIM challenge grant? Is that correct?
No questions from me, other than the comment that it's, again, kudos to you and the team, DRTA team, for the work that you guys have done in such a short time and in a competitive type of grant to get that much money. It's for the island of Guam and its citizens for a better transportation system. Kudos to it. Anybody else? Any other directors have any questions, comments on that report? As we will be having a work session with Mr. Penafiel also, if we need to have further discussions in detail. On the 18th, I believe Mr. Babauta, that's the date, correct me if I'm wrong, that's a Friday.
Yes, sir, September 18 will be the date. I will have Myra contact you, Mr. Chairman, and the directors to verify the best time that we can possibly have that work session.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that. And so we can move on now to letter C, organizational chart, Mr. Babauta.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The organizational chart is what I've put together with the staff. And as you can see, it provides a clear picture of how GRTA is currently organized. And, you know, as we continue to grow, this set of organizations will continue to expand. But on the other hand, I want to give the board an opportunity to look at the organizational chart, and please, if there are any questions that any of you may have, let us know, and we'll make adjustments as needed. This is a dynamic organizational chart, Mr. Chairman and directors. As you know, in less than 2 years, GRTA grew from only 7 people to now about 60 people, you know, and with the 2 additional grants that we were awarded by the Federal Transit Administration, we're going to be picking up a lot more activities and a lot more assets, and certainly we're going to be able to provide the people of Guam with a transit system that they deserve. We're more than likely going to be, picking up a few more people to help us in in carrying out, you know, the mission of the Guam Regional Transit Authority. But again, this organizational chart is an opportunity for you, Mr. Chairman, and the board to look at GRTA the way it's currently organized. And if there are any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me, and together with the staff, we'll be able to address your concerns.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. B, for that. You know, that's quite an excellent job that the team has done to get those grants. But, you know, I'd like to go back, unfortunately, Mr. Tenderfield, I was looking at the transit management system status update.
Oh, yes, sir.
You have that, that on the report on the bottom there, under fixed route, go live, all routes and services. It says the go live. I don't know if it's the typo. Is it January 18, 2020? Remote go live?
Okay, so sorry about that. There was an updated version had. That's actually 2021.
All right.
Yeah, just to give you a little bit of an explanation with regards to that, just to kind of recap that that report. Since July, then August and September, we were looking to have the RouteNatch team come over here to do not only the go-live, but also the live training. And as you know, because of the COVID pandemic, we've had to readjust each time. So what we worked together with RouteNatch is to develop a new methodology in our approach, and that is to go remote, go live. That process actually seems to be the best solution we have at this time, considering the situations that we are all in. And with this undertaking, we're looking at a demand response go live in the month of November. And that is our paratransit services. Then further down the road, we're looking at, for the fixed route, October 1st, we're targeting that timeline for the Southern Shuttle as a means for us to do the test for go live on our fixed route with a continuation of everything going remote and go live on January 18th, 2021. So that's the goal that we have on the fixed route. And these are all something that we have to work together very closely with RouteNatch because of the fact that we're going on a different kind of course. But I think it's the best course for all of us, working out the strategies and timelines to get to that point. And so far, so good in that respect. So that's our new revised target for fixed route and for demand response. There's also another aspect to that, which is the payment system, where we're working to get that happening as well, and we're targeting that next on the fixed route payments on the 25th, and as well with the mobility on demand. So that's an update with regards to the report. Those were just a typo error on the January 18th, 2020. That should be 21.
Thank you very much, Mr. Penapil. I also wanted to mention to the directors that, of course, on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, RouteNatch will continue the video conference. And I encourage all directors to, you have available time to please log on, and you're all invited, of course, to listen in and join the conference so we can be abreast of things that are happening. Are happening, any updates and any progress or lack of progress. Okay, no other comments, questions from directors?
No.
You know, the next item on the agenda, of course, letter D, is due to the resignation of our vice chair, we do need to have a election for the vice chairman. And at this time, I would like to open the floor for nomination of vice chairman. Do I hear nominations for vice chairman?
I'll throw my head in the room right there.
Is that Director Arendt? Is that you, Director?
Yes. Yes, I'll put that check up. Hello.
Okay, anybody else want to? I guess you're volunteering in a sense. Director Arendt, is that correct? Nominated?
Say again?
You're volunteering to be nominated, right? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Any other nominations?
Is Mayor Paco still here?
Mayor Paco? Yeah, I say he should. Maybe he's muted. But.
Director Paco, are you still there?
No. Hello?
Yes, you're still there, Director Paco.
Director, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, but self-nomination from Director Arendt to be vice chair. Anybody else want to nominate somebody else? Or?
If Kevin Sosweko would like to be. Can you hear me?
Mr. Sosweko? Director Sosweko?
I'm here, sir.
Director Paco is asking if you're wanted to be nominated for vice chair also.
Given our schedules, to be honest with you, Mr. Chair, I'm not too sure. Like if I wouldn't mind because I believe in the team and I believe in our mission that we have before us. But because of our schedules, you know, sometimes it's quite difficult for us to always be there. But
I do understand that.
So, if what
I don't mind, but
now, so is that a yes or no? We already have one. Is that going to be two nominations for the vice chair?
Well, if Director Arendt is volunteering, I don't see why. I don't have a problem with that either as well.
So I have no problem with him as well.
Likewise, so for also, so we have a nomination, self-nomination for Director Arendt. All in favor of electing him to be vice chair, say aye.
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 Aye. Majority rules, motion carries. Congratulations,
congratulations.
Director Arendt, did you hear us?
Yes, I did. Thank you. Appreciate it.
He passed out.
You got that? I am sure that you also voted for yourself, so it's unanimous.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We are going to dispense of the executive session for this meeting, especially in light of Mr. Sosweko's emergency down there. And it is 3:07 p.m. 2020. This meeting would be adjourned.
Sure.
I want to thank you all. Yes?
I just got one quick question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Remember, we were having problems with communication.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did we get another provider?
What do you mean, provider?
Remember, I brought it up just in case GTA is down. Then we can have at least IT&E or Docomo as a standby emergency.
I believe Mr. Babalta had a backup phone number for emergencies. Mr. Babalta,
okay.
Can you click on that? There is a number for in the event that the phone lines are down.
But that's, is that the same carrier?
I'm not sure.
No, this is the same carrier.
It's a different carrier.
Yes, sir. No, I mean, I've done this before.
It's okay, a different carrier. Perfect, okay, that sounds good. That's perfect. That solves that problem, man.
And I'd be advised, Mr. Chairman, if there is this information has been posted on the website in the event that our riders have any problems getting to the phones, they can contact the backup cell phones.
Yeah.
Okay, another thing, is it possible I can have one posted in my bus stop here in Momo? And talk to?
Yes, sir, we'll do that.
Okay, come in.
Okay, can you take a note that, thanks for Mr. Babalta for that. And if there's no other comments, I'd like to thank all the participants. Thank you for your participation in today's meeting, and we look forward to the next meeting that we have. This meeting is adjourned at 3:09 p.m. your time, 2020.
Thank you, everyone. And then I'm sorry, you know, just kudos again to Mr. Rabauta and to Virgin team for all of that work, like the chair has mentioned. Thank you so much for your diligence in ensuring that the additional federal funds is available to our people of Guam.
Thank you.
Thank you, Board Secretary, and Mr. Benefil also for your assistance in the technology. And we'll figure out that we'll fix the glitches that we had today, and we'll surely have improvement over the next meeting.
Definitely, sir.
Yes.
Okay. And I'll be getting back to you later on this week also, Mr. Benefil. Okay.
Okay, you guys have a good one, and you guys be safe.
Please
thank
be
you.
Safe.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.